Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donegal County Council has refuted claims there has been a lack of communication on its part as efforts continue to secure a number of properties in the Ballymacool area of Letterkenny. A Donegal councillor is urging all drivers to redouble their focus on road safety. Councillor Martin Scanlon says more effort from drivers, coupled with a greater Garda presence on the roads, will make a major difference. A 56-year-old man has died following a crash in County Tyrone, and health services in Donegal are preparing for further significant increases in flu and respiratory illnesses in the coming days and weeks. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, but we begin with a statement from Donegal County Council this evening refuting claims that there's been a lack of communication on its part as efforts continue to secure a number of properties in the Ballymacool area of Letterkenny. Last week, Phil Boyle of Twin Estates expressed frustration over what he said was a lack of urgency and communication from the council regarding the potential sale of the 9 homes under the tenant in situ scheme. Well, this evening, the council has responded, as Michaela Clark now reports.
Donegal County Council has confirmed it has been actively engaged in efforts to secure the homes since Twin Estates Limited's decision to sell the properties. They say, contrary to reports suggesting a lack of communication, the council has been in ongoing contact with the vendor and has taken significant steps to progress the potential purchase of the properties. The local authority says claims they have not been in contact with the vendor since initial block test results were received in October are inaccurate. In a statement, the council says it reverted to the vendor with a number of queries in November relating to outstanding information needed to enable the consultant engineer to make a recommendation on the properties. While a response was received from the vendor, the council says it did not adequately address the outstanding information. Shortly thereafter, the vendor is said to have withdrawn from the process. The council has committed to continue to actively engage with the tenants and vendor to protect families from eviction and secure alternative accommodation.
And the full statement from the council is available on our website, highlandradio.com. A Donegal councillor is urging all drivers to redouble their focus on road safety. Councillor Martin Scanlon says more effort from drivers, coupled with a greater Garda presence on our roads, will make a major difference. So far this year, 18 people have died on Donegal's roads. Councillor Scanlon spoke to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show and appealed to motorists in particular to be responsible over the festive period.
The onus has to be on the drivers, first and foremost, about reducing their speeds. More Garda presence on the roads would be a big issue and a big help. You could drive from here to Dublin, not see one checkpoint along our roads. I don't think the fines are steep enough for the penalties. In 2017, there were plans drawn up to increase the fines, you know, as part of your salary, you know, where somebody on 50,000 would end up paying 1,000 for a speeding fine. I think something like that there, it was meant to be sent to the minister at the time, I think it was Shane Ross. There's a scheme like that already in place in Scandinavia. Recently, I think there was a millionaire, they got a 54,000 euro fine for speeding that went on his salary. So something like that there should be brought in, hit in the pocket, and I think that's the first place it should to tackle the problems. It's plain to be seen if you're out on the road that the visibility is just not there of the Garda presence on the road. It's not to be seen, and if they are on the roads, it keeps it in people's mind to keep within the speed limits. Like, in speed vans are all well and good, but everybody knows where they're parking now. Talking about the driver awareness course, like, I think that there's been muted instead of penalty points and a fine, which I wouldn't agree with. It should be at least both that should be used. Like, it shouldn't be used as a get out of jail card for want of a better word for it. Unfortunately, we're going to have families that are listening to us this morning here now that are probably have a bereavement on a road traffic accident over Christmas, like, and that's just the reality of it. Like, so I would just plead with everyone to slow down, don't drink and drive, don't drug drive, and put the phones away.
And it was Councillor Martin Scanlon there speaking on today's 9 till noon show. Meanwhile, the final national slowdown day is underway. It began at 7 this morning and will continue until 7 tomorrow morning. A number of motorists have been caught speeding and committing other offences on the roads. One of them was a driver doing 131 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometre per hour zone near Kildrum in Donegal. Another motorist was registered travelling 203 kilometres an hour in a 120 zone on the M1 motorway close to Lusk in Dublin. Well, the Road Safety Authority says arriving safely home for Christmas after driving is the best gift you can give someone. Spokesperson Sarah O'Connor says no one ever wants to hear a relative has been in a crash.
Take a quick walk around your car, have a quick look at your tyres, make sure that they're A-OK. Settle yourself in the car, put on your belt, and take the extra 5 minutes so you are not in any rush. Arriving home safely is a wonderful gift to give. Or not arriving home or having to call somebody to say you need help or something very serious has happened is the opposite of a good gift to give. It is absolutely the outcome that all of us want to truly avoid.
A 56-year-old man has died following a crash in County Tyrone. The single vehicle crash happened at around 2:15 yesterday afternoon on the Fifen Road, Victoria Bridge. Police say their inquiries are ongoing in a bid to establish the precise circumstances around the collision. There have been anyone who witnessed a red Audi A5 in the area around the time of the collision or who may have dashcam or CCTV footage to make contact with them. Health services in Donegal are preparing for further significant increases in flu and respiratory illness in the coming days and weeks. The impact of flu circulating in the community has, they say, already had a direct impact on the capacity of health services, both in hospitals and in primary and community care settings. Yesterday alone, 185 people presented at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department. 50 of those patients were admitted. The health manager for Donegal, Dermot Monaghan, is urging people to do what they can to protect the vulnerable over the coming week.
We'd also want to note that it's really important that we protect people vulnerable in our society from the risk of infection. So we'll be asking people not to visit family members in a hospital, community nursing home or any healthcare setting if you're unwell. We do know that this is a difficult ask at this time of the year, but it's all about keeping people safe. We're also requesting if you have symptoms of vomiting, diarrhoea, coughs or colds, we're urging you to postpone your visit to any of our facilities until 48 hours after the symptoms have cleared. We all know the pressure that the emergency department in Letterkenny University Hospital is under, and it's really there to treat seriously ill people. So people who require emergency care are encouraged to attend the emergency department where they will be prioritised. But in saying that, we also know that some people do attend with routine and non-urgent treatment, but we're saying that want them to be aware that they will experience long waiting times because we have to prioritise our sickest patients first.
And of course, there is pressure coming from the spike in cold and flu services. There will be more attendances in the ED as well, just from alcohol-related incidents and just mishaps, really.
Yeah, well, like, it is the festive time of the year, and we're just asking people again to be careful, to plan ahead, make sure that they've taken all reasonable steps to be safe, making sure that you wash your hands, sneeze into your elbow, you know, take reasonable steps not to be seen to be creating any infection with people locally.
And that was Dermot Monaghan there speaking to Donna Marie Doherty. Those who require non-emergency care are asked to avail of GP services, NADOC services and the advice of local pharmacies before approaching the emergency department. More than 61,000 contacts related to domestic violence have been reported at Gardaí so far this year. It's an increase of 9% compared to last year, according to the Garda National Protective Services Bureau, with multiple reports from every county in the state. There has also been an increase in prosecutions under new domestic abuse-related legislation. Detective Superintendent Sinead Green from the unit says domestic abuse will not be tolerated.
Gardaí responded to more than 61,000 domestic abuse-related calls, which is a 9% increase from this time last year. On Garda Síochána, see this as an increase as a positive, because before, domestic abuse was previously seen as a private matter. But now we all know how unacceptable it is and that it will not be tolerated.
Singer Daniel O'Donnell is reminding fans he will never ask them for money for a meet and greet. The 63-year-old says a fake Facebook account is still pretending to be him and is replying to comments made by fans on his official page. Daniel is urging people not to be fooled by scammers who are demanding money from fans. He says he will never charge to meet somebody.
I'm saying, you know, that it's me that's answering, and with the like, if you want to message me privately, click this link. Sometimes it's saying, you know, if you want to meet and greet, click this link. And then eventually they'll say, you know, this is the cost of the meet and greet. I meet people after every show. There's never anything to be paid. And I just want to let people know that I don't go on Facebook myself. This is done by the record company, and obviously there's information about things I'm doing on it, and that's legitimate. But I don't ever contact anybody.
The average amount borrowed for new mortgages is at its highest level in 21 years, according to the latest mortgage report by the Banking and Payments Federation. Figures for the first half of this year show first-time buyers were borrowing an average of just over €290,000 for their home, and mover buyers borrowed an average of just under €330,000. But BPFI CEO Brian Hayes says banks could be doing more if more homes were available for sale.
The macroprudential rules mean that a whole generation of people have to really get a test in terms of their mortgageability, in terms of the affordability. And I think as long as employment remains high, and it's now 2.8 million, where 17 years ago it was just short of 2 million, as long as employment remains high, that's the real driver for mortgage affordability. And I think the main message from lenders, we can do more if we had more houses.
Buncrana has been selected as one of nine pilot towns and cities in Ireland to take part in a national initiative aimed at revitalising and expanding the country's nighttime economy. The campaign focuses on boosting the social, cultural and economic activities that take place after 6 p.m, helping communities to thrive after dark. One of the key initiatives being introduced across the pilot locations is the Safe and Sound Antisocial Behaviour Campaign. The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District is Councillor Jack Murray. He says this campaign will ensure that Buncrana is a welcoming place for everyone.
We had numerous events over the Halloween period, and again, Christmas has been extremely busy in Buncrana. We've had the likes of the Christmas markets at Swan Park, and again, a plethora of events. So Buncrana is becoming the go-to destination for nightlife and for other nighttime events at this time. So just recently now, we've launched the Safe and Sound campaign. So just encouraging people to come to Buncrana, enjoy it, take part in the wonderful festivities, but to be safe, be sound, be mindful of everyone around you, and just enjoy the nighttime and allow everybody else to do the same.
And do you think this is important, given recently violence against women is on the rise?
Absolutely. Some of the things that we've seen in Derry and other parts of the north have been horrifying and extremely worrying. But I would stress that Buncrana is an extremely safe town. We want to encourage people and remind people that Buncrana is a fantastic place to visit. But we just encourage people and remind them, just when you're here, just be safe, be sound to each other. And that's the theme of this campaign. Look, come, enjoy Buncrana, take part in the festivities, come and stay for a few nights, and just be mindful that, look after each other, look out for each other, and look after yourself, and enjoy it, and come back again. We want this to be year-round, and not just for 2024, but 2025, and long into the future. And often these nighttime economy initiatives are focused on large cities, so it's quite unusual for a town the size of Buncrana to have such a focus. So we're very much a pilot in that regard, and a trailblazer in that regard. So hopefully this will be something that will last for years to come, and Buncrana will continue to be the place to be for people who want to enjoy the night time and late life.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Shamrock Rovers will face FK Molde of Norway in February's playoff round in the UEFA Conference League. The Hoops will have the second leg at home on the 20th of February, thanks to a 10th place finish in the league phase. And Stephen Bradley's side will begin their domestic campaign in the midst of that tie when they play Bowes at the Aviva Stadium on February the 16th. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim says Marcus Rashford still has a future at Old Trafford. That was despite leaving him out of the quarter-final defeat in the EFL Cup last night at the hands of Tottenham. The England forward was dropped for the second game in a row and has spoken of wanting a new challenge. Manchester City have suffered a fresh injury blow, with defender Ruben Dias ruled out for up to 4 weeks. Goalkeeper Ederson is also a doubt for the trip to Aston Villa tomorrow. The Premier League champions are on their worst ever run under Pep Guardiola, with City having won just one of their last 11 games. Up in Scotland, Kilmarnock aim to move within a point off the Scottish Premiership's top six with a victory at Motherwell tonight. The visitors only have one win in their last seven matches. To darts, Willie O'Connor says tonight will be a special night for Irish darts at the PDC World Championships. The Limerick man will face his friend, Dylan Slevin in the opening round at Alexandra Palace. Dimitri van den Berg awaits the winner in round two on Sunday, and O'Connor is expecting a great battle with his Tipperary opponent.
Absolutely brilliant. Like, and there's no badness there between anyone. Like, it's just, you know, like, Dylan has his supporters, I'll have my supporters, and like that at home, we'll all have our supporters. And look, everyone's going to tune in and watch, you know, one of the Irish boys to get to the next round. It's going to be a great night for Irish darts. So anyone that's going will have a great night. And sure, look, hopefully we can entertain you anyway.
In rugby, Ulster will be looking to avoid losing three home games in a row for the first time since 2009 when they face Munster in the ERC this evening. Ahead of the match, Ulster's Michael Lowry has committed his future to the province by signing a new three-year contract. It'll keep the Ireland capped back at Ravenhill until the end of the 2028 season. Now, Ulster have suffered defeats in their last four matches in all competitions, while Munster have lost all five games that they played on the road this season. Captain Tadhg Byrne, the injured Peter O'Mahony and Craig Casey all missed the trip to Belfast for Munster, while Ulster will be without their Ireland internationals Ian Henderson, Nick Timoney and Cormac Isichokwu. In Formula 1, the final vacancy on the grid for next season has been filled with Isaac Hadjar partnering Yuki Tsunoda at Red Bull's junior team Racing Bulls. The Frenchman replaces Liam Lawson, who has been promoted to take a Sergio Perez seat. In Gaelic Games, the Cavan Footballers have been boosted by the return of Gerard McKernan for the panel ahead of the 2025 season. The Cavan Gaels clubman had pulled out of the Breffni camp following the 2023 campaign, but is now back in the fold. The 35-year-old McKernan was part of the squad that claimed the Ulster title in 2020. Now, it is, of course, the weekend before Christmas, which means there's not that much sport taking place in the Northwest, but there is a number of fixtures. In Tyrone, the Gaelic Games Division 1 football final is on tomorrow at Aher. It starts at 1:30. Carrickmore are taking on Dungannon. There is several matches taking place in the Irish League, in the Premiership and indeed in the Championship. In the Championship, Institute are on the road as they go to Newry, while Limavady United are playing Harlem and Wolf Welders tomorrow. And there's four games with North West interest taking place tomorrow on the rugby front. In Ulster Championship 1, City of Derry are away to Enniskillen. In Championship 2, Letterkenny will play host to Lisburn. And Limavady are making the short trip to take on Coleraine. While in Championship 3, Strabane play host to Inishowen tomorrow afternoon. And that's your sport for the moment. We will have a limited sports programme tomorrow afternoon with Kieran Cannon just after the 3 o'clock news. But there will, of course, be loads of music there as well, as we keep an eye to on whatever fixtures are taking place over the course of the next couple of days. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Derry City and Strabane District Council is urging people to refrain from damaging Christmas decorations around the city. It's not the first time that damage has been caused to decorations in the area. The council says the damage comes at a cost to everyone and also poses a serious risk of injury. Representatives from the Department of Finance and the Attorney General's Office have been asked to review how fines can be collected from Enoch Burke. €190,000 is owed to the state after he repeatedly refused a court order to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School. Mr. Burke's been released from prison for Christmas, but will face a €1,400 fine if he returns to the school. With more, here's Jessica Woodlock.
Today in the High Court, Enoch Burke was accompanied by his mother, sister and two of his brothers. In his ruling, Judge David Nolan quoted a parable from the Bible, saying Enoch Burke was wasting his talents by continuing what he described as a fruitless campaign in prison. The Burke family shouted at the judge to not quote scripture. The judge said he was releasing Enoch Burke from prison because he was exploiting his position. Following the ruling, Enoch Burke's mother Martina described Judge David Nolan as wicked. The case will be reviewed again on the 21st of January. Jessica Woodlock at the High Court.
Investigations are continuing after fire caused extensive damage to a bus travelling on the Letterkenny Stranorra Road last night. The blaze broke out at around 10 o'clock in the Drumkeen area. The fire service worked to bring the fire under control. There were no reports of any injuries. The founder and CEO of Fintrum has received an honorary doctorate from Ulster University. Darragh McCarthy was honoured for his highly impactful leadership in the financial services industry. Fintrum, a global financial services firm, was established in 2013. It employs over 1,500 people across offices in Belfast, Derry, Letterkenny, London, New York and Porto. Speaking ahead of the ceremony, Mr McCarthy encouraged others to exercise their entrepreneurial skills.
Very surprised, but really humbled, excited, very honoured. Didn't expect it, but it's absolutely fantastic. And putting on all the beautiful robes makes me feel very special. Being an entrepreneur myself, I strongly encourage everyone to set up their own businesses and be entrepreneurial. And I paraphrase Nike, just do it.
Agusilish Anuacht, Aleif, Eg, Colum Ferreter.
Jim Ritash of Colum Ferreter and Sean the Brief Skilty. Chucky Fime La Fora Laha Jernaha Akna Jangaha Offigula Amara of Kedlas Fidamina Nolog, Enile Lishan Sprick Data Raktul at Halaka Shias Panahonia, Emrohi and Raktiot, Chonor Hermor, Charta Changa Onamaraha Arai. Major Lurachus Erhiv run the Geltukta August Nigeliga Tajanta anew. Be Postalaha August Changwell at Tajanta the Colakti Publi Anish the Fragrance of Changa in a fighter eat. Be Margiat Janta Ingelig a wine Nago Yai Hyanga August by Anyamnaha Colakti Publi Ura Ingelig a wine. August by Cossant, Togha de Usage, August Tafid, Crin, Anyamnaha, Shorty, August Tigil, and Gaelic. To commission the man to Rish, Inuhu, Yenu, Aran Harchiok, and Fobol, Erona, August Yarki, Major La Hawerhucht, August Efoktucht, the man Gaeliga, Lebem, Erlai, Creltory, Fuenus Sign, Hurum. Marcoids de Hervey, Arakta Liu, Ejermehev, August Ul, and the other. Baliu Lergus o Hampla avi onadia go nashinta. August Major le serv Tarhi and Survey be e an priv horu go nurch bagna liach den sampla al ta onadia go nashinta navel comus mai akusigirig akur wailofa fiawis a churlish and comus shin. Ta TG Cahar Teresha Ogurch go mesha de gractal cursa erisurakta mojo. The scholarly na hijabliana and me anner, agus me fiora and vlincha hoggin, curhi folum TG Cahar, cog agus nuict TG Cahar, agus allskal na galliva, cursa practical lay or foil igara anad champel na chira, savlian ur, co conjesha horts the scholarly na hijabliana, ola sa oil erna skillana a ta de yi leve a de erishort, ta an cursa arihe e cog agus TG Cahar. August Carhart Hus Lish, Jamarch, and Kedlas Vida Mianer, and Letcher Kennan. Tagaholus Erhiv, TG Cahar Bunkai E. Shun Mahodcha Illigulier, Banakti Nafela Div, Slanagus Banakt.
Good Amahagus Column. Two status yellow weather warnings have been issued for tomorrow. A wind alert affecting Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo comes into effect at 3 tomorrow morning. Met Éireann is warning of sustained strong and gusty winds coupled with large coastal waves and possible wave overtopping until 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The second wind warning comes into effect for Clare, Kerry and Limerick at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with winds expected to peak on Saturday night. And looking at the weather forecast for the evening and tonight into tomorrow morning, showers will become isolated as the evening goes on in moderate to fresh and occasionally gusty westerly winds. It'll be mainly dry to begin with tonight, but outbreaks of rain and drizzle will develop later on. It'll become very windy overnight with southwesterly winds increasing fresh to strong and gusty, lows of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. Very windy tomorrow with frequent blustery showers and sunny spells. Fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds will reach gale force in coastal areas, leading to wave overtopping and difficult travelling conditions, highs of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with local news at 6 o'clock. Just a recap of the headlines. Donegal County Council has refuted claims that there's been a lack of communication on its part as efforts continue to secure a number of properties in the Ballymacool area of Letterkenny. Last week, Twin Estates expressed frustration over what they said was a lack of urgency and communication from the council regarding the potential sale of 9 homes under the tenant in situ scheme. The council's response has been issued this evening. You can read that full statement on our website. A Donegal councillor is urging all drivers to redouble their efforts to ensure roads are safe over Christmas and into the new year. Councillor Martin Scanlon says more effort from drivers coupled with a greater Gartha presence on the roads and stricter fines can and will make a difference. And health services in Donegal are preparing for further significant increases in flu and respiratory illness in the coming days and weeks. The impact of flu circulating in the community has a direct impact, they say, on the capacity of health services, both in hospital and in primary and community care settings. Yesterday alone, 185 people presented at the emergency department in Letterkenny. 50 of them were admitted. As I say, we're back with news again at 6. Check all of the latest news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, December the 20th. The death has taken place of Margaret McEnany, née McGinley, 19 Onray Drive, Strabane, reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10 to 12 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Paddy Elliott, Letchermack Award. Paddy's remains are reposing at McGlynn's funeral home with rosary tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by private removal to his own family home. House strictly private, please, tomorrow and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Bridget's Church, Letchermack Award, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has taken place of Margaret Bradley, née Loughlin, formerly of Ran Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence, 52 Dr. McGinley Road, Letterkenny, until 10 o'clock tonight, rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Lex Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on stjunanscathedral.ie. And the death has occurred of Ina Maguire, née McCain, formerly of Ligford Drum and Orr Park, Newton Stewart. Remains reposing at the McCain Family Home, 29 Innisfree Garden, Strabane. Fiona leaving there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery, Newton Stewart. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.